Who's in love? Clap it up if you're in love tonight. Clap it up if you're in love. Yes. I love it. I love to see people in love. I love it. And if you don't have somebody, trust me, there is someone for you. I know that because I had dinner with a buddy of mine and he goes, yo man, if a girl don't eat my ass, that's a deal breaker. We weren't even talking about that. And I was like, well, do you eat her ass? And he goes, oh yeah, if she don't let me eat her ass, that's a deal breaker too. I was like, well, that's fair. And let me tell you, for the people that are like, that's gross, we're the minority. I've been around the country. I've talked, but most people are like, yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Yeah. Acid, it's fucking great. And that's hard to bring up. How do you bring that up? Do you buy her a balloon? Like, this is my favorite part of the balloon. Do you like this part too? It's hard. It's hard to bring shit up like that. There's somebody for everybody. I know I'm weird. I'm weird in relationships. I'm not monogamous, right? I'm open about it. I'm like Tiger Woods without money or lies, right? That's right. And I know that's weird because a stripper yelled at me about it. Not a stripper friend. I was getting a lap dance. And she goes, you got a girlfriend? I was like, no, I'm not monogamous. And she goes, what's that? I was like, what do you think it is? She's like, you want to marry yourself? Like, no, I'm seeing a few women, you know, it's open relationships. And she goes, you're fucking disgusting. And she yelled at me for 4 songs. I was an $80 talk down by a topless woman. And now when women yell at me, I get a boner. But that's not even the person that thought it was the weirdest. I met a dude through like a friend. It was like one of those guys that is a playa. You know, a playa, right? He's got a cane. He's got a cup that's bedazzled, right? Fucking playa. And he goes, oh, I get it, man. You got like a main bitch and some side hoes. It's like, well, I don't call women that, but no, it's not like that at all. It's all main bitches, I guess. I got a bunch of main bitches, but I call them women. Main. This is not going well. And then he's like, oh, okay, that's fine. But they can't see nobody else, right? And I was like, no, they can see other people. And he's like, yo, man, you disgusting. I was like, what am I? And I tried to figure out where that came from. Like, how did I become this way? And it had to be my history, right? Growing up. Does anybody remember the first time they masturbated? Was it an awesome story? Was it like, this is amazing? Or was it shame and fear? Yeah, you guys want to hear my first time? All right, gather around, kids. This is a fucked up story time, all right? My neighbor died. This is not a good start. This is not a good start. All right. My neighbor died, and I was at the funeral. And I've never been to a funeral, so I'm crying, and it's awful. And I look over, and I was about 11, and this girl on the other side of the funeral had really big boobs. And I kept looking at her boobs, and I started getting a chub at the funeral. And I was like, I am so confused! So that night, I was in my bed, and I felt bad. I felt like I betrayed my neighbor, you know? I was like, I'm such a terrible person. And then to defend myself, to feel better, I rolled over and I humped my pillow. And that's how I masturbated for 4 years. That's how I thought you masturbated. And then a buddy of mine was like, yeah, dude, that's stupid. And I looked and I, oh. That would work a lot better. And I don't have to do laundry every night. So It's not a good start, right?